Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Kenan Music, General Director of Youth Film Festival Sarajevo. Yeah, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I'm glad to speak to your radio and to you particularly.
Would you be able to tell us a little, give us an overview of what the festival is like?
Sarajevo Youth Film Festival was established as a platform for young film authors, not only from Bosnia, but from the Balkan region and for all film, young professionals from the Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's an international youth film festival, taking in consideration the fact that every year we have from 5 to 10 international movies in our festival. We are proud to announce every year a very rich platform and a very rich program regarding those countries and regarding the movies we provide in our two selections. The first one is that competition short movies, and the second one is documentaries that comes from all parts of the world.
Would you be able to kind of describe in more details the kind of films that you show?
Basically, Youth Film Festival Sarajevo has three main platforms. The first one is competition platform, the second one is educational platform, and the third one is a special screening platform. Talking about the educational program, I have to say that every year festival provides a specific topic which is in some way the people who come to our festival have opportunity to learn about that topic in general. Okay. And then we provide the workshops for our volunteers and for people who come to festival how to create the movie and how to become the filmmaker. And this program is specifically for the young people from 14 to 18. So that's kind of age we provide this program. So they have opportunity to learn about the program, to learn about the topic for which is specific for that year. And then 3 days after, they have opportunity to create a new movie based on that topic and to provide a solution for the specific problem which was provided in the beginning lecture, for example, on the first day of the festival.
But let's go a little back in time, and can you tell me about the history of the festival? When did it start? When was it created?
Festival started 8 years ago. So basically, it was just a short movie festival, mm-hmm. and it was, I would say, owned by the city government. But in Bosnia there is no that much interest from the governments to invest in education of the young people. When I talk about education, in investments in education of young people, I don't talk about the school and this regular, universities, primary high schools and stuff like that, but I talk about the festivals. Because, young people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, they have a lot of problems, but they don't have opportunity to say what kind of problems they have. And nobody actually provided any kind of platform. Neither festival platform or school platform to, just to come and expand your problems, say your problems, and then to have opportunity to create a solution for that problem. For example, if you have a problem within the society, you cannot accept from the society to resolve the problem without including you in solving that problem. So if I have a problem with society, I have to be the one who will say, okay, let's resolve the problem. So Youth Film Festival Sarajevo is, just about the topics and the problems about the young people in Bosnia, and we want to present the problems of young people not only from Bosnia, but through this educational program specifically from Bosnia, to present the problem, and through the movie and through the arts, just to provide a solution. Mm-hmm. So that's the main course of the educational program of our festival.
And has it evolved over the time, this educational aspect?
I'll be honest, At the brief beginning, it was a little bit hard, you know, because when you're doing the festival, you send all the time requests to the local government, to the state government, to the federal government, you know, just like, help us, give us some money. I mean, we pay taxes to get that money, to create something, to give something to the society, you know. Then we saw that actually the local, federal and the state level governments are not that much interested. So, for example, I was afraid. Because we provided a very complex and a perfect platform for educational, not regular education, so beside the school, but we didn't get any support.
Okay.
Then we decided to take some sponsorships, you know, but at the same time, it's very hard to get any sponsorship for educational program. Mm-hmm. For example, we usually start preparing the festival in January. And when we apply for sponsorship for music, for example, program and for competition program, we get sponsorship contracts in 3 to 5 weeks, you know. But when you go with a project of educational program and ask for money and support, they are just like, okay, that's for the government, you know, we don't want to give any sponsorship contracts and such like that. But thanks to the European institution in Bosnia, thanks to the embassies, for example, of the United Kingdom, embassy of the Norway, and embassies from the countries that actually want to help young people. Mm. And through the grants they have, we actually started to expanding and developing the educational program. For example, thanks to the USAID and the American embassy, this year we have a huge amount of young people who are coming for the all parts of the Europe to our educational program to learn about this year topic is abusing within the society, especially abusing the young populations in schools physically, you know. And actually it's a very popular topic in Bosnia because we had three very tragical situations in the three last years when three young lives actually were turned off, you know. So we decided to talk about that topic and to create the movie within the festival, which will present the topic, which will present the problem, and then provide the solution for that. So, to answer directly now to your question, at the beginning it was hard, you know, but through these 8 years, we just were developing, you know, starting to get sponsorship contracts, help from the domestic and international institutions. From domestic, not in that amount we expected, but it's right now, it's pretty much enough to create and to just keep that way with the educational program.
Yes, well, that was a terrific overview there of the history of this festival. Let's talk about its future. When is the next edition going to be taking place?
The next edition, actually this year edition, is starting from August 25th until August 28th. So we have 4 days of festival. We have two beautiful open airs. The first one, the main open air, is Gjuta Tabja. It's a the highest place in Sarajevo from which you can see the town, you know, the perfect view of the town.
Yeah.
And this is the first festival in the history of that place, like actually it's taking place on that particular part of the town. So at the same time, you can watch the movie and watch the perfect view of the town.
Nice.
Then we have the second open air, which is in the downtown. We have two closed cinema halls, and we will show 55 movies this year.
Oh, wow.
From 9 countries. In these countries, we have Argentina, United Kingdom, France, Austria, Bulgaria, Turkey, Bosnia, Serbia. So a lot of countries, really, and a lot of people, actually, who saw the real and the main curse of this festival. So we are kind of proud, you know, because we are still, thank you, we are still, I wouldn't say a small festival, but comparing to the other festival, we don't want to, you know, just become the industry, you know, we just want to settle down to provide the educational and the film platform for the young authors. Because I had the opportunity, I don't know, to visit 25 world countries, you know, and wherever I go, I didn't see that actually there is a lot of festivals which goes straight for the young people. Even on the big film festivals, you have, I don't know, kids program, you have teen programs, you know, but it's just like, it's just one of the programs. So let's give the young people to come and enjoy the festival. Let's sell the tickets for the young people. For example, we don't have tickets for our festival. It's totally free. So you have opportunity to watch the 55 movies for totally free.
Totally free.
So totally free.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it was cinema.
Yeah, to give it the cinema. It was our, main idea, and we are just, very tight, sticking with that idea. So probably that's the future of the festival.
That is incredible. I'm just speechless in front of that. But yes, we've run out of time for our interview, but the final question is, how can people kind of keep up with the news about the festival? Is there any online platform that you would like to point out?
Yeah, we have our online platform, a website. It's off.buzz. So you can find all information. Our website is in the Bosnian and the English language, so you can find all information about the festival, about the applications, about educational music, special screening programs, so everything you want to know about the festivals. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. It's a youth film festival, Sarajevo. So you can find everything you want. And I will suggest to follow us on Instagram, because every day we provide the perfect photos from our screening locations. And Sarajevo is a very beautiful town, so I invite everybody to come to Sarajevo, to enjoy the Sarajevo. And Sarajevo has the biggest number of the festivals in this region. And I mean, the most popular Sarajevo Film Festival is now taking place. So just, take in your notes, then you have to visit. It's a very beautiful town, and it's for young people, So, for example, I will just tell you this very, very brief and short. I was in Berlin 2 years ago, and in Berlin you have opportunity to go to bar and to see the big show only on Fridays and Saturdays for young people, for example. In Bosnia, you can do it every night. And every night you have parties, you have live music stage, you have every month you have one film festival here. So it's a very nice opportunity to come, to enjoy the town, to hang out, to make new friendships, just to get into society, to meet the tradition and the culture of this town, and to come to Youth Film Festival Sarajevo.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you very much for talking with us about it, and I wish you all the best with the upcoming edition of the festival.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.